the beautiful fragrant hadith of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have spoken about how destructive the bad company can be to one's iman, to one's faith, to one's afterlife. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, avoid bad friends because he is a piece of Jahannam. He is a piece and portion of the hell. His love will not benefit you and he will not keep his promise with you. Don't trust such a person. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, avoid a bad companion because you will be recognized through that person. Tumhari pehchan us shakhs ke zariye se hogi. To aise logon se bacho jo bure log hain. Don't associate with them. Don't be in the company. Don't speak with them. Unfortunately, dear viewers on the Sabadani channel, our youth of today are gone so out of hand. It has become a miserable condition in many homes out there. A severe condition ki maa baap ro rahe hain, aansu baha rahe hain, duaein maang rahe hain, minnate kar rahe ki mera bachcha sudhar jaye, theek ho jaye, acha ho jaye, gunahon se paak ho jaye. Agar ye bachcha to sunne ka naam hi nahi leta. He is not listening. He does not want to obey his mother and father. They are running around to the ulamas because they are not doctors that can give any injection to cure this bimari and sickness. It is a disease and a virus of the heart and the soul which has captured the entire body. He has become rotten from the inside. The hearts have started to rot. And therefore, the actions have proved now what type of a person he is. Now, they are asking for taweez, ki koi taweez dein, koi dua phook karein ki bachcha bas sudhar jaye. He must listen and understand that those who he is joining is not right. Lekin 10 saal ho gaya. Many of them have even went to the jails. They have went to prisons for stealing, robbing and committing other types of sins and crimes because of bad company.